Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for university, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's football team? Or raise funds for a small business, a charity, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Not for air. Not for air. Not for air. Not for air. I said not for air.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
And that's why you can get out of the hospital and come right in and do a show, because Not For Air brought me unbridled joy, the likes of which I haven't had for a few days now.
Well, you could have called me. I can play you Ernie Anderson at the drop of a hat. Call
Ernie
me,
Anderson,
Mike.
Makes me smile. What kind of broken, sick, twisted man loves Ernie Anderson, right? I mean,
well,
what's going on with me?
I think it's okay. I think it's good that you're into it.
Josh is trying to say something.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Mike, we know you were in some type of joy the past couple of days based on your text messages to us.
Yes.
Because we gave you opportunities to get out of today's show and all. You wanted to be here.
Did.
And you were kind of silly on your text.
Well, the thing that makes you
who
want
has
to
a dog
do,
fight going on right now?
The guy's working on it's the semi annual maintenance. Michael, control the dog.
Throw a blanket over the dogs.
Oh.
I know you gave me
the,
I think the motivation to come in is greater because I know that I didn't have to come in. Because, you know, we pick up for each other all the time on this show, and it's great. But I think we're confusing people by, you know, just starting right out of the gate and not referencing what we're referencing.
We're doing it like Pulp Fiction, Mike, out of order, and they'll put it together.
Yeah, I get it.
I thought we'd tell them on Wednesday.
No, I ain't waiting. I wouldn't be in here if I didn't have something to talk about. But let me share this.
Yeah. It looks like we're down to one dog now.
Yeah. He's almost got it.
It's so close. Is that the handyman?
I'm just waiting.
Here?
I don't know. It might be the TV.
It's, you know, things happen, Mike.
I mean, the nanosecond, right? Am I right?
It's
the
when it started.
Split. Yep. F-ing second.
I'm sure you missed them.
Did
this
I go on the air? The absolute nanosecond.
They know their timing. They can't live with a talented performer like you and not pick up timing.
How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Mine? Terrific.
Yeah. How was yours, Josh?
Very lazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was the worst I've ever had.
Now, wait. It can't be the worst. Now, wait a minute.
Now, hold on there.
Everyone's got a bad Thanksgiving.
Mm-mm. Yeah. But, I mean, this can't be the worst ever.
Not even close.
Really? It took win, place, and show?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think that I trump everybody with a 3-night hospital stay.
Wow.
So what, 3 nights? So you went in Friday?
Friday afternoon, evening, 6-ish. 5:30, 6-ish.
Did you have all your shopping done for Black Friday before you went to the hospital?
It was It started out like any other day. No, it didn't start out like any other day. This is all the result of my condition known as diverticulitis.
How long since you had any flare-up, any problem with it at all? Because you were dealing with it when we met.
Couple of years, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while.
And this was not, I guess I should start at the beginning.
Very good place to start.
I'll start at the diagnosis, the final diagnosis that kept me there for 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's referred to as a diverticular bleed. That's the last thing I will tell you. And that by the way,
was the signature drink at Blue Ridge Grill last night, as a matter of fact.
I will say this, that the initial diagnosis was incorrect. But the good news is that once it was corrected at about the same time, things began to resolve. And as of last night, I could have gotten sprung last night, but you know how the wheels move in a hospital.
Boy, do I.
What cracked me up is that...
Can you thumbnail, just so we know, you know, you're having itis of the diverticula. Can you tell us what the diverticula is and what diverticulitis is?
All right, everybody has the intestinal tract, the colon, and all the innards where the fudge is made, and so that's the way. And
remember, Mike, I'm taking notes.
The intestinal wall, yes. In many cases, gets little bubbles on it because it gets it's weak. The lining is weak. And many, many people have this condition that are called diverticula. And occasionally they get inflamed and infected, and that's called diverticulitis.
Okay.
The condition has been with me since my 20s. God knows why. Rob and I have medical theories about why it happened.
But if you go back, Mike, to April 3rd of 1992, my first day as an intern with you, my job was to pick you up and take you home because of a diverticulitis attack.
And the joke at that particular point was that it was a problem of the elderly.
I remember that.
And now I'm elderly.
So I guess it's proven still, to be right.
But... what it does is the way you know you got it is you feel it. It's painful. It's like a pain in your gut that you can't get rid of. And it gets to the point where, like, you'll be in a car, and if you drive over a speed bump, it'll hurt. That's the kind of hurt that you get. And that's what's put me in. Here's the thing. No. How about this? I had no pain whatsoever. But when I went to the pate on, I think it was Thursday night. I'm pretty sure it was Thursday night. I was experiencing this condition. And when I experience this condition, you know, there's only one way you find out. And I don't have to go into the gory details as to how you know you've got a bleed from down there. But it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Too much cranberry sauce.
It's funny you mentioned cranberry sauce because at some point I said... like an idiot, remembering Oprah talking about beets.
Yeah.
I'm like, could it be? I'm such a moron.
Well, that's more of a front door issue than a back door issue.
Yeah, she had it in her pee-pee.
Yeah. Oprah's pee-pee, Mike.
I had it in my nene. I had, you know.
So you went to take a lovely BM, a nice BM.
Well, no, it wasn't. It was, there was kind of like urgency every time. And then, morning, same thing. Get to the golf course. Going to play at about 12:30 in the afternoon, and have the urgency to go one more time. When I go one more time, I look. Oh, it's there again.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get a little freaked out, a little wigged out. I play 13 holes of golf. I have the urge. I can certainly maintain to the end, but I don't like to because I'm feeling like something's not right.
And it's not and healthy system, to maintain. You got to get it out.
You feel, all right, now you're going to have to calm down. Isn't he walking up to it right now? Because he can't.
It's not bubbling capable. Over.
No. It's fine. is I know that we've all had a weekend, so it's going to be okay. I promise.
What do you mean we've all had a weekend?
Everybody had a bad Thanksgiving. So, I mean, it's...
Well, I didn't know you had a bad Thanksgiving.
Well, it wasn't great, but it wasn't the worst I've ever had. Or maybe it was. Don't know.
How did this turn on to him?
No, I don't want to come back.
What happened? Where did that? Was there anything mentioned in the pre-show about that?
No. But what I'm saying is,
I just talked about bleeding out of my ass, and you are saying we've all had a weekend?
Yeah.
But I'm dumbstruck.
No, you must be.
I am dumbstruck.
What you said before we started the show is that I have to be careful with this topic so I don't take it over the edge.
Yes.
And I am being careful. Okay. And we will not take it over the edge.
Okay. You just don't know how not to be gross. You never have learned how not to be gross.
Would you say I've gotten better at it?
Nope.
Wow.
I'm not curious about that. I'm curious
if
about you.
If you've gotten better, I would have liked
Do you know anything about his weekend, Josh? Do you know anything about his weekend?
I thought he had an okay weekend.
Okay, so you don't know. Did you have a bad weekend, Rob?
Yeah, I did. My dad had a bad weekend, and so that had me in a bad state of mind. And then cooking Thanksgiving for four people is a drag.
Okay, all right.
It's just
it's not a huge, big, traditional family Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay, all right. Okay. You didn't go to the hospital, though?
No.
Okay, let me get back to my story, then.
Okay.
So I leave and I say to myself, I'm going to go home, going to go potty. If there's still the problem, going to tell my wife, take me to the ER.
So did you interrupt your golf at the 13th hole to go home?
I said, guys, not feeling it, feeling a little rough. I got to quit. And nobody understands. I'm not prepared to. I tell one guy that I've got some stomach trouble, and I really want to get going, and I don't tell anybody else. I just beat feet. I just take off. And so, and
what
none
happens
of them,
with the bets no. then?
You pay up.
Okay, if you forfeited,
yeah.
basically.
Is there any bad luck with it being the 13th hole?
No. I think it's 13th or 14th. Yeah, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th.
At Mike's golf course.
Yeah, about the 13th hole. Yeah.
At Mike's golf course, they don't have a 13th hole. It goes
just
from
like a floor just like on a
yeah.
On
it
a
goes from 12 to 14, and there's 19 holes total.
So I go home, go potty, go to the ER, check in locally. I'm blessed with many facilities. I have the choice of within an hour. I have nine different places I could go, and I go to the closest one. And
any of them reach out to you?
What do you mean?
Like, you'd be the talk of the golf course, and it might find a way back to a physician, and they say, Mike, if you're having trouble, come see us.
No, that doesn't happen. I go to a place where a long time ago I got a diagnosis in their ER that I don't want to be so dramatic as to say may have contributed to my not dying, but it was pretty damn close from an ER doctor. They're good in that ER. They really are. The rest of the operation, it's okay. It's a hospital, right?
It's on a holiday weekend,
and you've dealt with it enough. You've known what's going on. But I get in there, and it seemed like it was a very, very short period of time. When I was in the ER, I got a CAT scan on my gut. And shortly after that, they admitted me. We're going to admit you. You have diverticulitis. We're concerned about this, blah, 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 blah. We're going to put you on fluids and antibiotics. And incidentally, this is all on the word of me saying what's going on. Yeah. And here's the funny thing about this condition.
Yeah.
When you bring this up, and I've had time to think about how I present this, and I don't like to hit it directly. I like to sort of dance around it.
Sure.
When you bring this up in any fashion, it's nasty. It's horrible. It's gross. And you don't, and even people in the healthcare biz, kind of put it at arm's length. You know, it's like, yep, we'll take your word for it. That kind of thing. You know, so.
Is it traditionally treated with antibiotics because the infection is caused?
All right, well, this is what happens. I'm in for about 24 hours.
Okay.
Before I realize that between one of the attending doctors and myself, we have a discussion about it. And I think it goes like, I think you should be seen by the GI team just to see what's going on, since mm-hmm. we really don't know what's going on. So I was. And it's been my experience with all these medical situations. If you go to the hospital and you're seeing, you got the good, you got the bad, you got the indifferent, you got the great. I got the great sometime over the weekend. I can't tell you exactly when. Mm-hmm. When the PA, physician's assistant, for the gastroenterologist came in and was, how would I describe him? He looked like a thinner Bruce Willis in his prime. He was kind of,
handsome.
You know, he was kind of like head shaved, that kind of, and just energetic. Like, not only could he give me a diagnosis, but he could kick my ass at the same time. Mm-hmm. And he's a font of information. And he says to me,
and he's a real doctor.
He said, well, he's a PA. He's not a doctor. That's the thing. Okay. He's the physician's assistant, which in many cases they'll tell you, you know, just as good nowadays.
Sure.
They're just he says, I don't think you have diverticulitis. I think you've got a diverticular bleed. That happens. And he goes into the very calm description of what it is, what I'm experiencing. And I literally feel the anxiety leaving my body as he is talking to me, because I believe not only that he is giving me a perfect diagnosis, but he is also telling me that I don't need to completely freak out about this. And so I am very grateful, because it was confirmed the following day by the gastroenterologist, and then it did resolve. And then after it did resolve, Sunday night, they sprung me this morning, but it was a nervous three-night stay. And it's, I'll be honest with you, when you're, the difference between being in the hospital when you have no pain and being in the hospital when you have pain is, when you're in the hospital with pain, you can drug yourself up and just go to, you know, go to dreamland and not have to worry about anything when you don't feel any pain.
Passes the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just, but, you know, I'm in there, and you go into what I call hospital mode, where you just all of a sudden you get sleepy for absolutely no reason. And I was loaded with antibiotics. So it was, and once they start you on those, they have to chug along and continue on those. And so
did
I
you
got
have any
five
wine?
More days. What's that?
Do you have any wine there?
At the hospital?
Yeah.
No, I had that the night before.
I see.
I went into the hospital. That would be Thanksgiving night.
Ah.
We all had wine.
Yes.
So it was, you know, I think that I am good at identifying when I need to see somebody. And I think that when you are admitted within an hour of going in there, you kind of think, well, maybe you got it right, because you should have gone in there and gotten the treatment that you needed. But you have an overwhelming sense, too, once you are diagnosed with the fact that, okay, now get me the F out of here.
Right.
Which is what it is next. While at the same time doing periodic analyses of your own situation, which means popping into the potty and taking a peek and going, okay, better than yesterday. Okay, better than this morning. And that's where I've been. And it's been better, better, better. And that's a good thing. Go ahead.
What? I was going to say the PA is urgent when his care for you, but no one was urgent about getting you out, because you felt you were going to go home last night.
I don't think that that exists in any hospital in America where they are on a fast track to get you out of there. It's just you got to wait. It's these attending, I guess they call them hospitalists, that are the guys that, you know, the hospitalists. You know?
I'm sure part of it is protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One lawsuit, and now they can't rush anyone out. Was your daughter still in town during all this?
She left Friday morning after when I went out to play golf. And so they were on a train chugging up from Tampa to D.C. And by the way, for those of you stuck in airports, my daughter swears by train travel, said it's the most relaxing trip to Florida she's ever had. That's how bad air travel has become, that now getting on a 12-hour train ride is better than going to an airport and lingering with all the crap. She said they had a blast. They enjoyed every minute of it.
I mean, if it's the way it was when we were doing a lot of train travel, it removes so much of the nonsense and the BS from the process.
Right.
That, you know, it takes longer to take a train to New York, but it's still a shorter trip because you don't have to deal with the airport.
It's great.
So, train travel, you turned me on to it. I love it.
They were aware of my situation only in that they said I was very quiet on Thanksgiving, and I was probably quiet because I was a little worried about what was going on. And it's the worst day of the year for that to happen, for anything digestively to happen on a food holiday. So it was off there, and I got in there, and I have to give one rave to the fabulous Gulf Coast Memorial Hospital, and that is a needle rave. Let me see. They stuck me once, twice, three times.
A lady.
Four times. You're once, twice.
Three times a lady.
And so every single time, once in the ER, and then three blood draws, five times, and all five times stuck on the first needle.
That's
no multiple sticks.
So seldom happens.
Right? Isn't that's my rave for this hospital that they did. I mean, that was just really, really cool. And I was just, this kid this morning, my last blood draw of the day, and he comes in at wee hours of the morning, and, it's in the dark, and I'm like, I'm a tough stick, and he doesn't even blink. And he seemed like, it looked like he was 14 years old, and he goes in there, and bingo, bango, no problem. So I give them a big salute.
Were you under the impression that this kid that took blood, did he work for the hospital?
I knew that was coming, but I started laughing already when I was coming. No, he just took my blood and stole off into the night.
Outside of visiting hours, which was great.
I have to say. Now.
And Mike, I do have to ask, how were your nurses? I just wondered if they were okay.
Sec passé.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Non boule.
You want to go out, honey? Spend any money? Come here, cutie. Hey, come here. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, did you hear what she said? That's your nurse.
What are you, a mind reader? Anyway, a large Haitian contingent at the hospital, and I love it when I say, when I know somebody's Haitian, and I say, sec passe, which there's a formal way to say how are you, which is como vie, when you're in Haiti, and that's how are you, and then there's what's up. And that's sec passé. So when you know Haitian slang, which I do because I locked onto that and memorized it, people light up. And so
that's great.
Got a chance to do that a lot. Great nursing staff. Really, really good people. And
nurses run a hospital, man. You got to be nice to the nurses. I'm sorry, Josh.
Well, how about your baseball cheer? Did that help out?
Esso! No. No baseball cheer. No baseball cheer at all. Didn't get a chance to. But, the thing is, these people see you at your absolute most vulnerable, and they are the ultimate caregivers. I'm reasonably certain that there is nothing they haven't seen and nothing they can't handle. And they handle with, Rob was sent me a text that was joking, saying, be cooperative. And, based on the fact that his father got the uncooperative label in the hospital, and it's actually true. They have they fill out a chart that tells you whether the patient is cooperative or uncooperative. That's how much crap they deal with because people who are very, very, very sick and dealing with very, very difficult times in their life. And I imagine these people ought to receive greater pay than they do, and they don't. And it's very, very difficult work and shifts that are 12 hours, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And I could not tell you how grateful I was. Now, at the very end, I think these people are the assistants. And on my last day, they bring in all the shower stuff. And they said, are you ready for your bath? And I said, and I looked at her, like this. You mean shower? Yeah. Do you want to be bathed in there or do you want to be bathed? And I am very quickly aware of something very wrong, that I am apparently the perception might be that I need to be bathed.
Oh, and, assistance, yeah.
And by the way, by this time, I'm detached, all right? All I have to do, I still got... No, I'm talking about the sticks that are in me,
oh,
you know?
Okay,
I'm
yeah, not so attached you're not on an to IV any IVs. Anymore. Okay.
But
then it's back to, was this an employee?
But, but I still have the wrapping... Or I have to wrap the area where the sure. needles are still in there in case I need any last minute, you know, because transfusions are a thing. It's yeah. a whole thing. And they check your hemoglobin to make sure you're not bleeding internally, which, you know, wasn't scary at all.
Oh, Mike, someday let's sit down and talk about hemoglobins.
Oh,
it's,
my
it's
God.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's scary. And so I get this, you know, do you want to do it here? Or I say, here, what do you mean?
Did they think you were not mobile?
I think this person had seen me, but I probably wasn't standing up.
Right.
I'm watching the football game. I'm lying in bed. And mm-hmm. and then I'm sitting there, and I'm aware of the fact that she is perhaps offering a thank you, Lance. Thank you, Lance R1Q. I'd like to buy Rob an okay to be gross ticket. Thank you, Lance. We appreciate that. And I'm aware of the fact she's maybe asking me if I want, like, a sponge bath. And
there are worse things.
No, I'm not. Look, you know what? I just don't think it would have been a pleasurable experience on any possible level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not that dirty an old man. B, in my most virile state, I'm not sure I would want this to happen, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
So
but you
I said,
are
no.
a good latherer. I mean, I remember from other states.
Well, here's the thing. And when they put me back after the doctor said it wasn't diverticulitis and they put me back on a regular diet, can I just say about the company, if you're out there, anybody that represents the company, House Recipe, out there in Puke Land.
They make
you know,
the ketchup, Mike.
And they make syrup.
Oh, no.
I could go through the whole litany of foods, but, yeah. you know, when you're on Clears for 48 hours,
yeah.
Which is broth, Jell-O, and apple juice,
mm-hmm.
anything that's food is okay. But by this morning, my very last meal, which was AM this morning, and I got the absolutely edible but wretched French toast bake. And I would dare anybody.
So it's something pre-prepared.
It's something rectangular that is, you know, that you put syrup on, but it wasn't French toast. It wasn't bread pudding.
No.
It was the consistency of, like, gelatin, and it was nastiness.
Do you have the,
but
do they
I
have the
ate
service?
Every bite of it.
Do they have the service at this hospital where you're allowed to choose your breakfast?
Not that I was aware of.
Oh, okay.
They just brought it in.
Yeah, and they drop it off. But that is, a French toast bake means that they don't have the wherewithal to actually make French toast.
Maybe.
They've like sublet it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or it's an understaffed weekend.
You know,
it is the holidays, yeah.
All I know is the last cherry on this nasty sundae was to look down and see the syrup, you know, check it out, put my glasses on, see what's that brand, and I see House Recipe. The
put
ketchup,
my glasses
the,
on.
The ketchup is served in every S-hole restaurant
yeah.
from you know Maine to Seattle, Washington.
Those that do not afford in their budget to buy Heinz will sometimes use that money to buy House Recipe.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's not fancy ketchup, is it?
It wasn't ketchup.
It was syrup.
Oh, syrup. It
was
syrup. I'm sorry, yeah. But and I think they probably are quite similar.
It was when they got there. This was combined with meatloaf last night. And
how was that?
Well, that had the
fancy meatloaf
ketchup.
Was midday. The chicken was at night.
Oh, hospital chicken. My father's bugaboo.
And broccoli.
Yes. Delicious.
And I don't know how you kill broccoli to the extent that they kill it, but they kill it to the extent where it resembles something else, like something otherworldly. It's
Mike,
almost yellow.
It's the third reheat that does it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's probably exactly what
those vegetables stick around a while in the kitchen, I believe.
It was, but that's hospital food, and that's it. So yeah. The final bath, issue is, you know, I think I made myself pretty clear. So, no, I'm fine to go in and take a shower myself. Mm-hmm. And she says, okay. And
was it like, okay?
I don't know, Rob, what it was. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't normal. It was a little off. And there was not enough communication to clear anything up. There just was I'll go
brief.
In and do this. And then I go into the hospital. I had a private room. I wasn't in there with eight other people, so I was happy about that. I go into the shower, and it's one of the showers that has, you know, all that European plumbing in it, you know, with pipes here and pipes there, and then a little plastic shower spigot that's attached to the pipe.
Could attach to the pipe, but it usually doesn't.
It's supposed to be adjustable, and it's at the level of my navel.
Did they provide you a seat in the shower?
Yes, but I removed the seat. Thank you very much.
Because that would have been better for that level of the navel.
Yeah,
level
but
of
I'm
water.
Not. I'm ambulatory. I took walks around the wing, you know?
And with height, you probably should just sit on the floor.
Right. I remember there was one moment when I was taking one of my walks, because I did walk. I was in the hospital for three freaking days.
That's a long
time.
And
I'm walking around because I didn't have anything better to do. First couple of walks, I'm walking around with the stick, the IV tower.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look like something out of a movie.
Did you have any garments on under your gown?
I had underwear, and then I had it double tied so that you know, nobody would look at my butt.
When you were walking around the hall, did you stick your head in other people's rooms and
no,
try to cheer them up?
I did come across a nurse who came out of one of the, like, infection rooms. You know when they put the yellow stuff on?
It's bad
right?
news.
That they're protecting themselves from the COVID era, that whole thing. And she came out, very quickly, and there I was in my gown. And I can only describe, there were a couple of weird glances. And the only way I'm going to get a little closer to the camera.
Okay, good.
The only way I can describe the way the nurse looked at me, she came out and just gave me this, like, what are you doing
you
here?
You probably shouldn't be walking.
And because of that look, I had a moment. By this time, I had been diagnosed, and I'd also turned a corner. Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking up and down the hallway, and at that particular, so when she looked at me like that, I looked at her, and I looked at her, and I said, good evening. And then she didn't say a word and went back into the room. And I continued on my little walk. You know what she looked like?
What's that?
A young Rebecca de Mornay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
why
probably
I said,
why,
good evening.
Probably why she wasn't pleased to see you.
No S.
Now,
it's like 22 years old or something like that.
Did you have any nurses that you built any sort of rapport with? Because a lot of
Maya.
Maya. Okay,
yeah, Maya.
That's good.
Maya was, man, you know when somebody's just goes the extra mile?
Yep.
You know, and she loved the home country reference. Mm-hmm. She was really happy about that. There's just... The only way I can describe it is don't overdo anything. Everybody in there has different degrees of sickness, whatever.
Yeah.
If you are not really in pain or really in dire straits, I think you make an effort to establish rapport and be as decent a human being to these hardworking people as you can. And I'll tell you, it pays dividends.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. One guy writes in the comments, Maya was an illusion.
Yeah, Mike, who was your favorite employee that you hallucinated?
And then Lance said, this is the bath comment. Mm-hmm. Maybe she saw that I was excited. Look, there's not any man that goes into a hospital with testosterone in his body that doesn't think of hospital fantasies. There's a whole treasure trove of internet content.
But there are times when you're older, like Mike and myself, your hospital fantasy is to leave the hospital alive.
And
my God, it was.
And that comment was, I believe, about you wandering in the halls.
Oh, the one.
Oh.
Oh.
Scaring the lady back
saw
in.
That I was, no, stop it.
No.
So the bath
What's
was
in that
my
IV?
And the stuff they give you, you know, I'm pretty sure like all the shampoo and body wash. Remember, I went from home to ER to admission.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is the stuff they brought me for the final cleansing, you know, I think it's the equivalent of like house recipe shampoo and body
wash. House recipe soap. And also, did you get one of the toothbrushes that has a total of 9 bristles?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And what did you steal?
Yeah,
I didn't
please.
Steal anything. Good. I didn't steal that, a damn
that's
thing.
That's the appropriate way to go.
I didn't even
hospital.
Take the pen. I was going to take the pen that I signed my final paperwork with today, and I didn't even do
that's
that. I just got out of there.
That's how they get you. They're going to charge
but
you
up and
down.
But if anybody ever questions my work ethic again, you know, I mean, please, for the love of God, from the hospital to pick up my kid at school to here, that's what I'm doing.
And we gave you several opportunities to bow out. Because we expected you wouldn't feel up to doing the show. In your situation, I wouldn't.
I will tell you this, that because of the schedule and, you know, the way the things move in the hospital, I was unable to participate in a pretty good segment that's going to be a special one-off for the Mike O'Mara Show. And that is an interview with the star of Tapawingo, John Hader. And you guys got to interview him today, right?
He was as charming and cool as any guest you could imagine.
And awesome.
Just great.
I think he wished you well, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Little walk around it, but I think he wished you well.
You'll have to hear the first moment of the interview because we explained that you would not be here today. And then he said he wishes you well, and then he wasn't so sure he did.
I look forward to listening to that. So the very last moment.
Yeah.
I've been in. By the way, it's amazing when you think of technology that exists where a machine can take your blood pressure and a machine can automatically digitally read you your temperature and a machine can tell you how much oxygen you're getting. And these machines can take a picture of your body and let the doctor know exactly what's happening in your innards. I mean, it's just amazing to me. However, there has not been anything since the 1910s that has replaced the cheese dick hospital gown that they put you in with its stupid armholes and its stupid, you know, canvas ribbons that they use to close the back of it. It's crap.
Don't forget the pocket, Mike, where they can put, like, whatever sensor
you're
hooked up to.
Yeah, where you can put your wallet in the front chest pocket.
And sometimes there's snaps on the shoulders, too, you know, for access. It's a great garment.
So I'm in this thing all the time, and I still and by the way, we have a sponsor coming up on the show that I will talk about my hospital, say, because I wore their footwear.
Oh.
The whole time I was walking around. So I'm excited to mention that. I will tell you that I was in this gown and everybody sees me in this gown. It's time to go. I am cleaned up. I am cleaned up. I am ready to go. She comes in with the paperwork. I said, is that what I think it is? Yes, it's your discharge stuff. And I'm like,
lovely.
Oh, thank you. And I sign all the things I'm supposed to sign. And I am so excited. And she says, okay, I'll be back to pick you. I said, don't be late. I said 5 to 10 minutes. And then I zip in and I go from the gown to what I would like to say is a very nattily attired golf shirt, which is what I'm wearing right now.
Good.
Complete with a little American flag logo on it and
the
matches
that I
played.
If anyone doubts the country you love.
And by the way, since it was cold the day I came in here, I've got my long navy blue pants. And I have to say, I strike a rather professional golfer-looking image coming out of that room. And
did they look
damn fine.
Did they wheelchair you? It's sometimes standard for no matter what happens when you're discharged, you get a wheelchair ride.
Glad you
front.
Asked that.
Thank
this
you.
This is exactly what happened. I wait, and then I said, I'll just poke my head out. I'm fully clothed out into the hallway, see what's going on. I walk out. I look left. I look right, seeing if my nurse is at either one of those stations. Uh-huh. And at this particular time, her name was Carla, the day nurse on today's shift. Carla's
hey,
still.
Wait a second. That's your wife's name.
Carla with a K, Rob.
Oh, so it's not your wife's name.
Carla with a K. And I see walking up the hallway is Carla, and I'm standing outside my room, and she looks at me, and she walks right by me.
She didn't recognize me.
And I looked, and I said, Carla? She goes, it's me. She goes, oh, my God. I said, yeah. And I felt fantastic.
That's excellent.
I felt like this is the new human being that's getting ready to get into the car and go home. Yes.
But don't you want to know and kind of wish someone took a picture of you in the bed to know what they saw for the past 3 days? The old man they couldn't recognize that they thought needed a sponge bath.
I you know what? I have a picture. Did I post a picture? I don't even know.
No, I don't think you did. When you showered, did you
shave? I'll post it on tomorrow's show. What?
Did you shave when you showered with some cheap razor? Because
no.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Can you tell?
No, you look clean cut.
Yeah, because it's white. You can't tell. But this is a 3-day growth right here. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely.
Well, it's the time of the year.
What's that? Santa Christmas. Claus?
Let it grow out.
All right, we got to take a break. I got news. We got tons more stuff.
This is good. We got everything for you today.
Yes, we do. We've got everything for you, ladies and gentlemen. And what are you joking about? What do you mean everything for you? What is that?
I'm just saying he's supporting
just
what you're saying.
While he looks for the music.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Is that what it was?
Yes, Josh, that's what it was.
I didn't even know that. Hey, everybody, you've heard us talk about Legacy Box. It's a big time of year for Legacy Box. They've been a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show for a good long time, and Legacy Box is special all year long, but now is the best time to take advantage of their best sale of the year during their Cyber Week event. Legacy Box is simple, safe, has been trusted by millions, and now for a limited time, you can preserve your tapes, film reels, and photos for as low as $27, saving you hundreds. They convert VHS, VHS-C, Hi-8 film reels, and over 12 other types of analog media. Not to mention, when you digitize your memories now, Legacy Box digitizes and sends all your memories back in the cloud. That's easy access by Christmas, so you can relive moments with your family while they're all over, just in time for the holidays. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded.
Yes.
Relive those with family this holiday season on the big screen with Legacy Box. Hurry, Legacy Box best sale of the year won't last long. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS for an unreal 65% off during the Legacy Box Cyber Week event. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Shop Legacy Box's lowest prices of the year now. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Buy your Legacy Box today. Send it in when you're ready.
That's
LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Everybody.
This is going to be, Josh, post-holiday tidbits.
Well, it's relevant because how is your fridge looking, gentlemen? Are there still any leftovers in your refrigerators?
I got finished with mine this morning. I stored what I needed to, and I threw the rest away.
Josh Shiroka.
I went out for Thanksgiving, so there are no leftovers.
Well, here's the information I have for you boys on this particular thing. If it's still a game of Tetris, tonight's meal should probably be a Thanksgiving leftover buffet. Let's see. It's been 4 days since Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So technically today is the last day to eat your leftovers before they go bad. Some people might live dangerously and push them a few more days, especially with food prices these days. But experts don't recommend it. You won't just get sick of eating it. You could get sick for real. Mm. You don't want to be where I was.
No, not at all.
According to the USDA, turkey stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. I would err on the side of 3, not 4.
Yeah, I think pumpkin pie will last longer than that. I kept my pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the one thing I do have.
Oh, gross.
Because I got a Costco one. And yeah. I looked today, and it said sell by November 27th. So I did the math of 4 days, and I said, all right, this will be the last piece I eat.
Yeah, you know what? Probably not. I have to check my date.
Hoping to
pie.
Bring it on the cruise. It'll not make it.
Who's going to do the next hospital show right now? If you don't want to waste food, most leftovers can last a few months in the freezer, but you have to get them there ASAP. There's one Thanksgiving staple that will survive in the fridge a little longer. Homemade cranberry sauce. And I do make the best. Lasts a week to 10 days, and the canned stuff can last up to 2 weeks in the fridge.
But here's the thing, John.
This holiday season, what does comfort look like to you? For me, it's slowing down, finding calm amid the chaos, and making home a place where everyone can truly relax. That's where Avocado Green Mattress comes in. Avocado helps you create your own natural oasis, a calm, cozy space filled with certified organic comfort. Their handcrafted mattresses are designed for deeper, more restorative sleep. And their breathable pillows and soft organic bedding bring that same luxury to every part of your home. Hosting family this year, Avocado Sustainable Furniture, like their beautifully made city bed frame, helps you create a warm, inviting space where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Everything Avocado makes is thoughtfully crafted with the planet in mind, certified organic, non-toxic, and built to last, so you can feel good about the comfort you bring into your home. Because Avocado believes in being better for you and better for the planet. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better.
It can last a week to 10 days, but it doesn't because it's that tasty. People get it and they eat it and there's none left.
Yeah, I throw mine away. I don't even waste it in the sink. I throw mine away in the toilet. Now, there, I went into Rob Land.
You did.
I went into Rob Land. Now, I know a lot of old schoolers, Mom, I'm looking at you in heaven, will scoff at the four-day warning, but remember, the smell test isn't 100% reliable. Thanksgiving dishes.
That's what your doctor told you.
Thanksgiving dishes spoil faster than other leftovers because the food sits out in the danger zone longer than its typical meal. Just be careful and don't push anything with meat and dairy, which is basically everything unless you're vegan.
Well, as you know, I'm licensed to run a kitchen in Montgomery County, Maryland.
Yes.
And I was able, from service to getting the leftover bird into the refrigerator, 75 minutes. And that's pretty good as far as being in the danger zone. But I did freeze.
Wait. From like dinner until it got in the fridge was 75 minutes?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, that's like eating and packing it up and then covering it up with foil and put it in Tupperware and doing all that.
I know how to do it. Do you freeze any of your turkey, like for soup or anything?
No.
I put the carcass.
No, my mother-in-law was very helpful in unloading a lot of stuff. We had the one thing we had an abundance of too much mashed potatoes.
Not have enough, and it was a crime.
Have the taters. Got to have the taters. All right, Cyber Monday. You've heard enough about this to gag you, but is Black Friday making it obsolete now? Adobe Analytics says Americans set a new record for online shopping. I am so sick of hearing the new record. Don't you get dummies? Can we just stop for just a second?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you're gonna get the people that this benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians in office currently talking about the record money spent. The record money spent was because everything was costing double.
Exactly.
That's the record money spent, you morons. We're getting ripped off right and left. People just don't get it. It's like, hey, how about that? What a day. Everybody's buying. No, you're not buying. You're not selling more stuff. You're
paying more money.
Paying more money.
And getting less.
Duh.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that people somehow still have money to spend.
I think people are throwing stuff on their credit cards. I really do.
Probably
I think that's
so.
This time of year. That's the way people roll. $11.8 billion, that's up 9% from $10.8 billion last year. The peak was from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. when we were spending $12.5 million per minute. We also spent $6.4 billion online on Thanksgiving Day. More than half of those online sales happened on phones this year. And it looks like in-store sales continued to trend down. You are chuckling. What are you chuckling about?
I want to be the other side of that phone call. Hey, I want to buy something. Do you have something for me to buy?
Yes,
I'd like to buy that.
It's our only skill.
Yeah, you're
right. It's really our only skill. When they're talking about AI killing 99% of jobs in 5 years' time, this is what it is. What do we do? Ba-doop, ba-doop, ba-doop. That plastic turkey looked good on the day.
Did you buy
I lost
it?
My job. I lost my job. A robot's doing it.
Did you buy anything on Amazon today?
No.
No.
How about Temu?
Prior to the holiday, I bought a stupid thing, and I will take pictures of it if it works tonight. It is lawn decorations.
Oh, that's right. You told us about this.
I showed a picture of it on the show.
I think so, yes.
They arrived already?
They arrive. It is everything you'd expect. It does. I give it a 25% chance of working. That's how flimsy and cheesy it is.
You have to put them out tonight, and they'll work tomorrow night because they're solar powered.
That's right. Exactly right. So they need to charge up.
Well, I got home early enough where maybe 2 hours of light got on the thingy.
Oh, you already put them outside.
Oh, they're set up. They're set up outside. Yeah.
Then I look forward to
for everyone to enjoy.
Did you have once you put them out? Did carolers come by?
Yeah. Yeah, my next door neighbors, the Flanders.
The Flanders were singing to you?
Police not a bit of moving right along, I love Jennifer Garner. What can I say?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck, the big dummy, and Jennifer Garner continued their friendly co-parenting relationship with another Thanksgiving dinner together.
Wow.
Those crazy kids. Mm. Photos from Thursday showed Affleck arriving at his ex's Los Angeles home with son Samuel and what appeared to be his mom. So the mother-in-law even came along. That's how cool Jennifer Garner is. Oh, we got to say hi, Reese, again. Oh, my
hi,
God. Lawn jockeys are taboo. They're not lawn jockeys, Reese. Thank you very much for the $25 super chat. We appreciate that.
Cha-ching.
The formerly married pair met up to spend the holiday with their children and Affleck's mom, just like last year. An insider close to the actress told People, an insider close to the actress.
No.
Ben and his mom joined, the source said. Jen makes it very special. She's such a great chef. That's what it says.
Yeah, I saw on TMZ this morning. What's that, Josh? I'm sorry.
It's good for their kids.
Yeah, I suppose. But I saw on TMZ this morning Ben eating all the leftovers 4 days later.
Oh, my tummy hurts.
Oh, I wicked hurt bad.
We can all agree Mariah Carey's song is the Christmas song. She's recorded hundreds and hundreds of other songs across her career.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have basically retired comfortably if she only ever released one song, and it's that one. According to The Economist, Mariah rakes in more than $2.5 million in royalties every year from All I Want for Christmas Is You. That's $2.5 million a year, and some estimates claim the annual royalties top $3 million.
Well, so you got to get out and buy it and stream it, folks, or this woman isn't going to get her money.
I think that's replaced, like, White Christmas is our anthem for Christmas.
I would love to come out against the song. I can't. It's a great song.
If I was a musician, I would try every year.
Yeah.
I'd put out a Christmas song every year to try to get into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get into the group. You might strike that one thing, but I mean, it's amazing. Mariah isn't the only one making bank off of it. All I Want for Christmas was co-written by a Russian-Brazilian music producer named Walter Afanasyev. He did a lot of work with Mariah in the 90s and has a net worth of over $100 million. And thanks to Christmas music lovers everywhere, All I Want for Christmas isn't fading into obscurity. It's becoming more popular. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the first time in 2019, and it has returned to number one every year since, which is a six-year streak, probably helped by being on all those Christmas radio stations, right?
And I tell you what, that producer is great. He's made a lot of great records, and we always call them Brazilian wax.
Yeah. Get it? Wax being left for
record. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
That guy also wrote Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time.
That's not how it sounds in the movie.
A 21-year-old guy in Illinois is facing charges after he got into a heated argument on Thanksgiving and ended the fight by torching their house.
Hey, that's terrific.
Cops in Beach Park, Illinois, near Chicago, responded to a call at 7:30 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. See, someone had a worse one than me.
Yeah.
At that point, it was just an argument. The family said 21-year-old Eric Crump.
What's the name?
Eric Crump.
The Crumper.
He was still living at the home and had been antagonizing and arguing with the other people at dinner. Cops were able to calm things down. He agreed to keep to himself the rest of the night, but unfortunately that didn't happen. He had to come back an hour later. They had to come back an hour later because the house was on fire. It turned out Eric learned he was about to be kicked out and couldn't live there anymore, so he used gas or some sort of accelerant to start a fire in his bedroom.
In his bedroom.
He was standing on the street with a knife when cops got there. Luckily, no one was hurt, and they made it out okay.
That was lucky.
The silver lining is he won't have to worry about finding an apartment. Finally today, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we all want to let our hair down on holiday, and that's why we have the TMOS cruise coming up this weekend. But some people are letting everything go in their... let me do it again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I can't read these headlines like a local news anchor.
Oh, thank you. We all want to let our hair down on holiday, but some people are letting everything go, even their underwear. Nude cruises or nacations at sea are booming.
Nacations.
Nacations as a growing number of travelers leave their inhibitions at home. But if you're picturing a sweaty free-for-all on deck or passengers hooking up left and right and center, think again. Travel company Bare Necessities has been taking passengers sans clothing on week-long cruises to the Caribbean.
That's a pun, Mike.
And beyond since 1991. But cruise organizer for the company, her name is Kat Whitmire.
Kitty Cat.
I'm Kat Whitmire.
Hi, Kat.
You bet, take it off. You're on a vacation now.
Let's get busy.
Come on now. You're on a vacation. All right. Let's see. Kat Whitmire has revealed one major rule, which only applies to men. Erections aboard the ship are strictly banned unless they're in the comfort of your own cabin. Men cannot be overly excited. They say that if they start to feel things around, moving down there, you know what I'm talking about, jump in cold water or think about baseball. My apologies to everyone who just threw up in their mouth. Thank you.
And we have the same policy next weekend.
We do too.
Oh, you better goddamn well believe it. That's
half
for sure.
Of the policy is that we encourage erections in your room.
And my demographic, some are lucky to be even able to get them. Congratulations, all. We appreciate it. And that's it. Do we leave Friday?
We leave Friday.
Yes. Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe.
Hard to believe.
Hey, everybody.
This is what my office is filled with.
Oh, look at
these
that.
Bags.
Everybody's going to get one. Tote bag. Tote bag time.
Swag, Mike. Swag.
Swag is great. We've all had those nights, folks, where you laugh until the sun rises, where conversations go deeper than you thought possible, and suddenly you feel closer to the people around you than ever before. That's the power of psilocybin. It opens doors, not just in your mind, but between people. This episode of TMOS is brought to you by Schedule 35, the most trusted name in psilocybin. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Mr.
Yes.
Soroka? Psilocybin, is it psilocybin?
You think I would know how to pronounce it?
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. Rob is on it right now.
That's right. I'm glad to see you back together with Don.
They got all this good stuff. There it is. Yeah. Hold on. I got it right over here.
No, they have, we all got beautiful gift sets with all manners of way to ingest this product.
Yeah, I've got the thing over here.
Here's some peach gummies.
Yep. They have
open the box to open your mind.
I'll do just that.
Careful. There's a nice mug in there.
Oh, lovely mug.
There it is.
Isn't that pretty?
You know what? You could use that mug to drink your tea that comes with the kit.
Yeah.
And people would know.
It says, may your cup. God damn it.
Does
red
this
on
stuff,
black.
Does this stuff do anything?
May your cup
your
run
vision?
It's over, just like was. It was the thing. And lovely plastic. Here. There it is. Get this right out to the new company.
This is the paper that was in the mug, right? That keeps it safe. No expense was spared.
I am tripping. No, here we go. No, it's not that. It's the most trusted name in psilocybin products. Whether you're microdosing for focus or taking a recreational dose to reconnect with life itself, Schedule 35 makes the experience intentional, consistent, and safe. These aren't party drugs. They're connection tools for your mind, your creativity, your relationships, and maybe even your soul.
Soul.
Head over to schedule35.co and or is it .com?
No,
.co.
It's .co.
.co.
Yeah.
All right. Head over to schedule35.co. And use the code TMOS for 15% off. That's schedule35.co. That's .co, C-O. And use the code TMOS for 15% off. Thank you and enjoy your trip. Get 15% off all orders with code TMOS at schedule35.co. That's 15% off at schedule35.co. And use the code TMOS. Solid.
Oh, look.
Who helped us this time?
A newcomer, I believe.
Greg Stevens. Thank you for your $20 super chat. Finally listening live. Old JFK listener here. Gargle Man from way back. Wow, I remember that guy. He was a good dude.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Pablo. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm at the bottom of the pool.
Okay, so much to talk about. You guys have to, like, tell me which one of you wants a priority here because everything, Josh lost his voice.
I want to hear about Josh because this still doesn't ring exactly true to me.
Because it doesn't make sense.
We were to record Hicksnicks. Was it Wednesday that we were going to record it?
We were going to record on Wednesday, yes.
And I woke up to a text that said, can't record today. And Josh, I hand it to you.
So Tuesday, I went into the doctor's. And this was a predetermined. Remember, I missed Monday's show last week because I wasn't feeling great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I went in because my shoulder's been bothering me since the Europe trip. And I've been putting it off and putting it off. And I finally went into the doctor's. And they did the flu test, cold test, strep test. They did all that on me. Said, I've got nothing. It's just allergies or whatever, and I'll be fine.
Okay.
But they said for the shoulder, we want to give you a steroid injection.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. And I said, great, let's do it. I want it. So they pull out the big needle, and they shove it into my shoulder and give me the shot. And they say, it'll feel great for a day, and then it'll hurt worse for a couple of days, and then you'll be fine in about a week. I've got to do some rehab as well, but no big deal. Not thinking anything of it. It burned a little when putting it in, but that's just what they do.
They do.
Did you have any blood in your stool?
Not that day. So,
not until after the shot, Mike.
So the next day I wake up and I have no voice. I can't talk.
Like total laryngitis?
Total laryngitis, no pain, no sore throat. Like I can't talk and I can make noises. But then Kelly tells me to be quiet because it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it was not good.
Because it was not good. It was horrible.
Josh, breakfast is ready.
I'll be down in a minute.
No, I don't think it was like that.
I wish. It was like a scratchy whisper.
Oh.
I couldn't make any noise. My voice box was gone. But
now that you're better, can you imitate?
Whisper.
Can you imitate the way you sounded?
No. No, because even if I whisper, it's clearer than I was speaking then. I could not talk.
I can't talk. Help me.
I
lost my voice.
Still sounds better than I sounded on Wednesday.
I wish that's how you were talking to the nurses, Mike. Too bad we didn't bring the soundboard in.
Sure, there maybe were a few people.
Stop it.
That's not right.
Okay.
I'm going to hell.
I'll be there.
That's when I found out that there is a small side effect of a steroid in my shoulder injection that could cause my voice to go away.
That's scary.
I've had
those needles in my body for years.
They said it's a rare but possible side effect because of the steroid affecting the vocal cords too much.
Now, here's the thing that's a problem. They told you this after you realized the effect of it?
Oh, the next day when I couldn't talk, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing they might want to mention before you go home.
Yeah.
To watch out for it and know that it's not.
Well, I guess it's so rare, and they're like, you don't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. It'll come back in a few hours. It didn't take a few hours. It took like 2 days.
Yeah.
Till I could actually talk normal again.
God. And so that was the shoulder. How's the shoulder feel now?
Feels great. Feels better than it's felt in months.
Yeah, I'm a big believer. Remember Jerry? Were you interning for us when Jerry Glanville came on the show a million years ago?
Sure,
a long, long time ago. And he was like, "Well, if we have to," and he'd give the needle sound. You know, I mean, the needle gesture, give him the needle. But I believe in that. I believe in everything.
I was so excited when
cut on.
He said we could be extreme and just go right at it.
Did
you lose me?
I have Josh.
Me? Is that me? Can you hear me? Wave if you can hear me.
Yes.
You can hear me?
Leave and come back.
You can hear me. I can't hear Josh. Rob, can you hear Josh?
Yes.
Yes. Josh, can you hear me?
Yes.
What the hell's going on?
Leave and come back.
What the hell?
I don't know. Josh, you did a thumbs up. It came up as a reaction. Also, when we come back, hi, are you there?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? He can't. Josh, when he comes back.
He'll come back. We had that same. It must be something with that top right left corner.
I'm sure that's what it is.
We have the same issue with
geography.
John Heater.
Heater. When we come back with Mike, make sure you tell him about the service you got on Thanksgiving Day, too. Because I was very pleased with how fast that happened. So, Mike is here.
Now, hello. Mike, can you hear us all right?
I can hear you, but I got to put you on a different thing.
Take
can
us
you
out hear of me? The TV.
Yeah.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Yeah, hold on a second. I'll be there in a second.
That's all good. Right. So, Josh, you had your primary Thanksgiving meal at the plantation.
Yes, last weekend.
And so that left you at home alone with Kelly on Thanksgiving Day.
Right. So Thanksgiving Day, it's just the two of us, no kids. I still don't have my voice back 100%.
Pass the rolls, please.
So still struggling with that. So we aren't doing anything. So we decide we are going to the Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving because why not?
Because sticky menus.
And because they're going to have a perfectly fine Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah.
So
it's fine. How was your meal? I pull up.
That sounds like a great idea.
Well, I pull up and there's all these cars in the parking lot. And there's an attendant at the door, at the driveway entrance saying, if you're going for pickup, go this way. If you're going to go in, just go in and park if you're going inside.
So they have like crowd control in the parking lot.
Yes. And then they say,
America.
Get on the wait list on your phone, and then you don't even have to go in yet, and we'll just call you when you go in.
Beautiful.
It sounded wonderful.
Yeah.
Until so do they do a big carryout business on Thanksgiving?
They do a huge carryout business.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I go on, I park, no problem finding a parking spot. I type in my phone number, register on the wait list, and I get this. You are 106 in line. We'll send a text when your table is ready. They estimated 3 to 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
My favorite part of this is when Josh sent this picture to me via text, and his only comment was, I did not anticipate this.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen. 106. What? The depth of people's laziness.
It just astonishes
me.
That's not single people. There were families there and couples and everything.
Does this mean that people are really going to, people are going to wait 2 hours?
Three hours.
They said three to four hours.
Yeah.
Now here's what I did. I went back to that Cracker Barrel app and I chose, well, what if I order my food for carryout?
Mm-hmm.
How fast can I get it? 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
They brought it to my car side and I got out of there.
Why do you think there's a three hour wait, Mike? Because everyone's getting the stuff brought to them. That's why.
Where did you dine after that?
At home.
Okay, you brought it home.
Yes. We did not eat in the car.
Okay, so you set it out and you had a real Thanksgiving.
Yeah
kind of.
That's better than sitting on the sticky tables.
Yeah,
you don't sit on
fine.
The tables.
Or sit, well, the whole thing freaking sticky.
Everything's sticky, I know. Yeah,
we went home, had dinner together, it was fine.
Any good conversation, or was your voice still screwed up?
No, I still couldn't talk. So it was probably better for Kelly anyway to have the TV on.
Oh, my God. All right, well, you know what? I'm glad that you got your voice back for the show.
Yeah.
You know, and technically, are we all healthy now? I think we are. I think technically we are. That's a good thing. So I'm happy about that.
I'm ready for a boat ride, Mike.
That's good. Listen, Rob's got a good show and tell, and I want to tell you about the greatest homecoming food that a person could get. And when we continue with this fine little get together today. But first, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor. Let me just see where we are here. All right. There we go. You're playing the Incogni sound.
Yeah,
aren't you?
I can play you something a little more because this is a wonderful
Christmas
gift. This
is a brand new client, and I want to talk about him. I cannot begin to tell you how much enjoyment I'm getting out of my new Aura frame. for Christmas of 2025. Here's my standard holiday pattern. First, I tell myself, be thoughtful. Then I panic at the last minute, buy a gift card, and it disappoints. But this year, I skipped the panic and gave an Aura frame. It is without a doubt. Look, I understand this is a sponsor of the show.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, without a doubt, the coolest digital picture frame that is out there. People love it because it can be all about them. The frame allows for unlimited free photos and video. Just download the Aura app, connect it to Wi-Fi. Plus, you can preload photos before it ships.
I love that.
And keep adding from anywhere. And here's the best part. My daughter comes in, sees our Aura frame with all my pictures on it, and she spends, like 25 minutes putting her pictures on it. And so now I've got pictures that I'd never even seen before all on the frame. And that is how streamlined it is. And it's fantastic.
It's great. It's been sitting back here behind my camera shot for 3 weeks now.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I've been wanting, you know, they arrived for us probably, as Josh said, about 3 weeks ago. I've been chomping to tell you about it. You can even add a message before it arrives. You can share photos and videos effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. Better than every frame comes packaged in a premium gift box, so it's a great gift. No price tag. Remember, you can't wrap togetherness, but you can frame it for a limited time save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com, A-U-R-A, AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames, named number one by Wirecutter. The good people at Wirecutter. You hang out with those people, don't you?
Absolutely.
Rob?
Yes, yeah. We all show our Wirecutters.
By using promo code TMOS at checkout, that's how you get your discount. That's A-U-R-A, frame.com, promo code TMOS. This deal is exclusive to our listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support our show by mentioning us at checkout. That's really important.
Please.
When you get this. And let me tell you, I think it's just about the best thing we have advertised on the show in a very, very long time.
So cool.
I love
this.
So
cool.
Terms and conditions apply, but I loved watching my daughter load the pictures into it and then sitting there and watch them. You gonna love it. All right. Before Rob's show and tell, I want to share this with you. To my mother-in-law coming home from the hospital, there is nothing better than the greatest soup in the world. I'm calling it split pea and ham.
My
God.
So
for
good.
The holidays, it was just fantastic. Linda, you're the greatest. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that, and now I'm ready for your show and tell.
Was anyone at the hospital suffering from split pea?
No. I could make really a gross comment right now because even your setups make me want to do that. But
don't.
No.
Okay.
It's great.
All right. Do you remember back before we took our Thanksgiving holiday and I mentioned there was something sitting in my Temu cart because I wanted to see the price come down?
Mm-hmm.
It was a 15-quart commercial mixer for making fruitcakes. And the price for a 15-quart is, it sort of hangs around $400, sometimes goes down to like $380, goes up a little bit. But it wasn't practical because it wasn't too big and it was expensive. And I did want this mixer, but it didn't make sense to go through Temu. So out of the blue, before Thanksgiving, I get an email from listener Jason Crosdale, who is a professional chef, and he says he has a mixer that he doesn't use very often, and he would sell it to me with a mixer table, the metal table with wheels on it, for $250. I said, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 20-quart mixer. Now, if you have a KitchenAid, like stand mixer at home, that's probably...
Yeah, I can't wait to see the perspective on it because I can't get around my head.
That's
with
probably about 5 or 6 quarts. This is video taken today.
Okay.
In my garage.
All right.
Of the mixer. I call it Bixby. He's Bixby the mixer. Now look at the size of that thing.
Wow. Industrial.
Yes, for a kitchen. This is the model that we would... Look, I turned it on.
What does that go retail, Rob?
That's probably a $600 or $700 mixer right there, not counting the table. Oh, here's the speed. We're going to go up on the speed. That'll break your arm. No problem.
I think you should start your own bakery.
But Mike, I don't think that.
Although, hey, Josh, you looked at. Can we see the video again?
Yeah.
Let's say, Josh, I want you to analyze the, as far as the, I think it looks a little more than lightly used. Don't you think, Josh?
It's used, but it's still
It still seems to be functioning, but
oh, it's fantastic.
Well, it was left to me. It looks like some of it might have been left in the backyard.
No. Baking things, they get dirty because of the flour and the stuff. I've not given it a what did you call it, a grunge? I've not given it a grunge yet.
Does it need a deep clean?
It probably does. I mean, the body to be more appealing to look at, but I want you to see what a 20-quart bowl looks like compared to me. So that'll do a better.
All right, I'm ready.
Look at this.
What are you going to do with it?
Hello? This is fruitcake. I can make fruitcakes four times faster with this.
Really?
Yes.
In your own kitchen?
Yeah. And Mike, if you want another size reference, look at the size of this mixing whisk. It is literally the size of my head.
Now, would you use that whisk for, is that for flour or something like
that? This would be good for whipping cream or whipping or making stuff very light and fluffy. When you make the fruitcake, Mike.
It looks like a birdcage.
Josh, I can't watch something like this without immediately thinking how it applies to merchandising for the show. And and just I'm trying to, he makes a mean fruitcake. We all know that, Rob Baker. What is something you think with that incredible mixer that you could generate from the Rob Spiewak kitchens? Because you know what? I mean, standing alone,
Here's the dough hook.
There it is. Yeah, you could play Captain Hook with that.
Nobody.
And who wants to eat after he's rubbed it on his head?
Everything will go through the sterilization process. I don't use the dough hook.
Rob, have you thought about bread making or anything like that? You
know? Actually, I've been thinking about making meth. I can make it really fast.
Mr. White. Come on now, Mr. White.
No, but, we're not selling fruitcakes this year, but there are a few people, sprinkled around the country, Josh and Mike among them, that will get fruitcakes. And I cannot wait. Yeah, maybe February. A couple of the weekends have been stolen because I'm on a cruise. I have to go on a cruise.
Well, no, and you were down with your dad, too, you know? I think that's just very, very cool. So you got it in time for your mom to come over, right?
And, my mom is out of her mind excited. Okay. She was the one that said we had to name it. She came over and looked at it. She said, can I turn it on? I said, yes.
And
yes,
why do you call it Bixby?
Because it sounds like mixer.
No, you need a new name.
No, you see, you said the same thing about Hicks Nicks. What's wrong with Bixby?
I think that's like the Samsung AI name or something.
Oh, is it?
It's already used for something.
Okay, well, I'll find something else then.
Hook.
Hook is good.
That's a good show and tell. Do you have beautiful video for us also today?
Mike, it's so great, today's beautiful video. I cannot stand it.
So great. So fine, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, everybody, let me tell you something. When the holiday season rolls around, it feels like there's a party every weekend. All of those sugary drinks add up this season. I'm going to reach for Soul's out-of-office gummies instead. Same fun vibe, low in calories, and zero hangover. Soul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products. I sounded like I just took eight of them. THC... and CBD products.
CBD!
Your boy might be a little tired.
I understand.
Designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. If you like their out-of-office gummies, try out their office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free alternative that's perfect for winding down on the couch or socializing at a tedious office party. Soul also has a wide variety of products specifically designed to help you get a better night's rest, including their top-selling sleepy gummies. Soul puts wellness at the forefront so you can feel good about what you're putting in your body. Soul's products are made from organically farmed USA-grown hemp and are vegan, gluten-free, low in sugar, and federally legal. And they are great for luxury cruise ships.
They truly are.
Bring on the holiday cheer and treat yourself or someone you love to Soul this season. Right now, Soul is offering the TMOS audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com with promo code TMOS for 30% off, everybody.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
And, we've not played this jingle in a while.
Oh, my God. How many?
24.
24.
This is wonderful. Only got 24 more.
Here he comes. Martini Man.
Hi there. Christmas is coming. Have you done your shopping? Only 24 days left.
Yeah.
I think that's a rhetorical question. I don't think he thinks we've done our shopping.
No, he's lying.
Yeah, he's baiting us. He's rage baiting us.
Right. Somebody wrote down right before you played that, where's the Days to Christmas jingle?
Well,
somebody looks forward to it.
It's
you know?
Right there. I don't know why people love it as they do, but they sure do.
Mm-hmm, they do.
A very
I love
special
it.
Day in the Spiewak house, Mike. My boy Linus is 13 years old today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Linus. Happy birthday.
And if you go by the traditional formula, that means he's 91. So I don't think that quite stacks up. But he is doing
well,
fine.
Well, I mean, but dog ears are a real thing, right? I mean,
yeah,
does he look old?
Yeah, he does. He really
Thank
does.
You, Shaffron. We appreciate Jim Shaffron, right? $24.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the super chat. Lots of people donating today.
And
I really appreciate it.
I'm figuring out an odd number. I don't know how you do that.
That's awesome. Thank you. We appreciate it, Jim. Very nice.
So in salute to Linus, who has been here for the past 13 years, and I love him dearly, here's my favorite video of Linus when he proved that even if I close the shades in the front room, he can still open them to watch what's going on in the road. It was a hot day, and I tried to close the blinds. Here's Linus. Watch this. So he's looking out the window. I close them. And he opens them.
Oh, I love that. I love. Can you roll that one more time,
of course,
please?
Yeah. That's my
this
boy.
This is adorable.
He looks at me when I close it. It's like, what are you doing? I'm looking here.
And I bet you spent the rest of the afternoon doing that to him.
It was one time to do it and then another time to film it. And that was it. I mean,
happy
it's just,
birthday, Linus.
He's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, the parade. I wrote on Facebook, Al Roker ruins everything.
I am in the middle of my slight panic, and I read Al Roker ruins everything late in the day.
Yeah.
On Friday. It might have been Friday night that I finally read it, and I smiled. In a very distressed situation. I said,
no hyperbole. This is fact. He ruins everything. And I wasn't even going to watch the parade this year, but I came downstairs on Thanksgiving Day and Robert says, we're going to watch the parade. There's a new manga balloon for his Japanese comic book he reads. He wants to see it, but he's also well-trained because he likes to watch the parade. This is my favorite moment in which Al Roker, who ruins everything.
Can I stop you before you go on?
Of course, yeah.
You hate it because of the same reason I hate it. It's the canned, written dialogue.
Yeah.
And because of the lack of broadcast personality in Al, no one more enthusiastically
he loves
embraces
an easy
jive
gig.
Crap reads that he has to do. And it's just such a land
of
suck.
And the reason you say this, Mike, is that he can't handle an ad lib.
Right.
He's just the weather guy. He's always reading.
That being said, how do you suppose it went when he selected a young lady from the audience to give her a golden ticket to see the Rockettes in person? Now, you know the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes always perform in the parade, but to see them in person.
Have you ever seen them in person?
I have not.
I have.
Have you? You dated three of them, right?
Catherine. back in the day. Yeah. I had them all at once. No, it was.
I won't be made to look ridiculous.
And this is making me look. And I am not a man who wants to be made to look ridiculous. Yes, sorry. Roxy, Ginger,
Roxy.
Chrissy,
so
get in bed.
Watch right. when yes. Al presents the golden ticket to a very lucky young girl.
Okay.
So how old are you? Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And how old?
Seven.
And are you excited to see the Rockettes?
Yeah.
Would you be? Well, guess what, Elliot? We've got a very special something for you. Look here. You've got a golden ticket.
Hibbity.
You get to see the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes. Are you excited?
I did that yesterday.
You did it yesterday. Oh, my God. Well, you get to see him again.
Yay.
Yay.
I hate Al Roker.
As a broadcaster, we've all done it. We've all done that kind of crap.
Yep.
And, you know, I did it yesterday. Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Right. I love that.
I like people that work smarter, not harder, Mike. Okay. And if you ever had to use a weed whacker, I would never think to use a Segway scooter.
All right.
Look at this guy.
Right here is an absolute genius. Check
brilliant.
Him out.
He is. He's edging by using the Segway scooter.
Brilliant. Are you like me as a yard worker? Do you look at that and say, how is the cut? Is the cut really good? Is the cut? If it's the right kind of weed whacker, like the professional kind they use, that can work. But, man, that's fantastic. I love that. That's a great idea.
And that guy that was on the scooter, Mike, he had already seen the Rockettes. A couple more for you here before
all uniform
we go.
Height.
That's what you insisted on.
Absolutely.
Oh, you mean when they're cast?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's amazing to watch them with the high leg kick.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get behind someone in line when you're in a hurry and it's always the slowest guy in the world, right?
Yeah, it's the worst.
This guy did this on, I think, TikTok over the weekend. And this is exactly what it's like being behind that guy.
You don't take checks no more. It's currency, ain't it? Yeah, I didn't bag up any of this produce, and I don't remember what they are. Ah, crap. Hold on. I got to run back and grab soup. I forgot
it's on
soup.
His head.
No, this coupon's good. You better take that 19 cents off. How come you guys don't sell beans no more? What do you mean, yes, we do? So I just make a Kroger account or what? What email should I use? I don't know. You don't need to see my ID. I'm 47 years old, and if you don't believe that, you can take that Evan Williams whiskey, shove it right up your ass.
Oh. My favorite part.
Yesterday.
Oh, you saw it yesterday?
Yesterday, I had a lady freak out and scream that she will not use self-checkout because she will be arrested if she uses self-checkout. No idea what she was talking about.
Oh,
she
no.
Got the whole store's attention.
Yay. That's fun. It is the season. It begins. Let it happen.
Why don't you sell beans no more?
Rock and roll, everybody.
All right. This is our final clip. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope your day went better than this one did. This was a massive Thanksgiving meal, and you can tell by the amount of food that's behind this girl when she's making this toast. I think it was 120 people. And if you're going to cook for 120, you want to make sure your table is strong.
Yeah. Bravo. Bravo.
Here it is one more time, Mike.
Bravo.
Trying to look in the back now for reactions. That's stone silence. Yes. One more time, please.
Oh,
one more.
Sure.
That's
absolutely.
A three for. I want to hear the stone silence at the end of this.
All right.
Look at all the food. Everything's getting ready to be eaten.
Complaining afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Was somebody grumbling?
I think it's in here twice. We'll get to hear it one more time. Let's see.
That goddamn food.
That was after the camera.
Where's my
son of a
what
bitches?
About the yams? Save the yams.
Oh man, I'm upset. That's gonna put blood in my stool. anyway, we gotta get out of here. Great to be back among the land of the living. And
welcome,
tomorrow, we will be discussing the cruise as each day goes by, leading up to our Friday departure from the Port of Miami. Ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about the TMOS cruise coming up. And if you're not on it, hey, you had every opportunity. Screw you.
Yeah.
We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
On the buffet at the cruise, just be careful with the table.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, I can't be stopped. Everything is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell's going on here?
Just thought that we're almost finished. Good. Golly, Miss Molly.
Right. But what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.